Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition, 26th day of April 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I am the witness, and it's great to have you here with me today. You know, we have been working, Eric and I and others, been digging and digging and digging and digging about all kinds of subjects over here. Get most of it right, sometimes wrong, but you know what? On the larger story that we tell, there's no debating it. We nailed it. We got it right weeks, months ago. We knew who the bad guys were. We knew what they were doing. We knew their goals. We knew what the interest of these people are to control media and finance and education and universities and teachers' associations. It was described back in the 50s by McCarthy. Although he got flipped up by these people and looked bad. It was described by the people who went after Dreyfus over here in France. But he also got flipped up by the powers that be, and no doubt they're going to try to do the same to us. They've attacked us from every side and every way. You know, we had this chucklehead Jones and Rents piling on all kinds of praise on this guy Charlie Sheen. Now look, here's my take on Charlie. You guys, if you haven't read today's article on what really happened and on our site about Charlie, look, I don't really care very much whether Charlie wants to go out with prostitutes or doesn't. I don't particularly like people who are not good with their families, and so for that reason, I find him to be a real jerk in the extreme here. But you know, if this guy's you know, claim to fame is his $150,000 gambling habit per week, and you know, shooting ex-girlfriends and dating porn stars and providing prostitutes for baseball teams and all the other stuff that he has done. Hey, you know, and some people might say that that's a great life. Personally, at my age and place in this world, I find it to be destructive. You know, And that's my take on it. Should the guy go to jail for it? I don't think so. You know, I mean, he makes his choice. He makes his bed. He has to lie in it. And all of us have, most of us have made bad or good choices in our lives. Some of them proud of, and others not. But it's not the question here. The question was: is this guy going to be set up to fall and to discredit the movement? Were they doing a setup with this guy to let him come out with these facts, placing him on the airwaves? Did he owe money to the Jewish mafia, to the Zionist mafia, for his gambling? And did they say to him, you're going to come out on 9/11, and then we're going to pull the rug out from under you, and we're going to knock you down in the dirt and make you look like a fool, and so that anyone looking into 9/11 is going to think that anybody doing that is a bunch of dirtbags? Well, chances are, probably exactly what was planned, whether we weren't there in the planning session, so we wouldn't know. But we knew something was amiss, and we pointed it out 5 weeks ago. We said, this guy is not the right guy to do this. Again, is he a Jeffrey Dahmer type? Of course not. Is he out there, you know, raping? No, not to my knowledge. Is he chasing children? I don't know that. His ex-wife says he's done some, you know, porn surfing for kids or whatever, but I mean, that may or may not be true. He may not be interested in children, and to make that accusation might be, you know, really irresponsible. However, is he the guy that they set up to fall? And we said yes in the beginning. We said that's what was going to happen. And of course, Mike Rivero put it up today only under duress, I think, because we asked him several times to do a mea culpa. He put us in the entertainment section. I believe it was in the humor section, but he says entertainment. But, and that, you know, he said he did that because Charlie Sheen's an entertainer. Well, that would have been true had he not gone on his own message board and talked to What Really Happened readers and said in tongue-in-cheek, did you notice where I placed the article and all this other stuff? So, you know, touche, Mike. You know, we came out and said that it's possible you were a crypto Zionist. We may or may not be right on that. I don't think you are, personally. I don't know what your motivations are to keep certain things off your site and keep certain people on it. I certainly do know you have a very cozy relationship with some very bad people. I know that is a fact. I mean, that's there for everyone to see. And that raises red flags with Eric and myself and others. You know, and the marginalization that has gone on by even you on your site, even today, with your little comment underneath our report, is trying to discredit us. It's a fact. He's trying to knock us out. He's trying to marginalize us. Well, that's not working, okay? And neither is the marginalization coming from Renser Jones or all his little Zionist helpers. You know, here's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. 12 articles, separate articles, on the same day on Jeff Renz praising Charlie Sheen. That's unbelievable. There were 5 that same day on Prison Planet and others on InfoWars. He went to Hollywood to set this up, Jones did. Yep. And he went back again recently. Wonder if he'll ever talk about what he does in Hollywood with his friends. Maybe he's meeting Mr. Roper over there, or he's meeting Mr. Russo there, or some other of the big muckety-mucks that Myron Fagan talks so much about. If you want to learn about what goes on in Hollywood and why Alex Jones would be so cozy with these people and why he gets national television attention, let me tell you something. Nobody goes on national television without a goal for these Zionists. Nobody goes on. Let me say this again. No one. He went on with a plan. He was given the script, and he went on with a plan, and he did his due. Fact. Same with all of the other stuff that has been going on with this Charlie Sheen thing and Alex Jones' promotion of it. Don't you see the stuff that we've been pointing out? Can't you see it now? We were right from the beginning. We know what goes on with this guy. Look, we don't get anybody linking to us, ladies and gentlemen. We don't get any financial help over here. This is a shoestring operation. It relies on you guys sending me a couple of bucks to keep it alive. And there's no staff of 7. There's no clandestine associations with crypto Jews over here in Britain that we know about. People from the Sheffield area who are head of Jewish studies program named Watson. And so we don't have an agenda. And, of course, everyone's starting to say now, well, Jones is talking about Zionism. Oh, is he really? He just started last few weeks. He has to because we forced him to. He's doing it reluctantly, ladies and gentlemen, and he's still trying to stay in the driver's seat with all the issues. Don't you see that? He's been at this 12 years and he's never mentioned these people before. Hello? Anybody out there? Hello? Hello? Jeez, guys. Can't you see the deception here? Don't you understand that 12 years of research, this guy never got to the truth until we forced it on him? Oh, man. You know, where do I have to go with this to teach you people, not you, the people who follow this broadcast? And that's the sad thing, because many of the people listening to this are the choir, and I'm sorry if I'm preaching to you again. And we do this a lot, right? But the rest of those chuckle nuts out there that can't get their brain wrapped around the fact that this guy works for the bad guys, and we need those bodies, those warm bodies over on our side so we can make a difference against world Zionism. You'll never make a difference sticking with Jones. Never. Because it's, by design, a failure from the start. And Jeff Renz is going to marry nonsense with all the facts and keep you running around from door 1 to door 7 to door 3 and back to 5. Take a listen to Joan Vion. Joan Vion was bouncing from door to door and place to place every single month a new level of middle-range research, but never the bad guys. Why? By design. This is how it works, guys. It's the New World Order. They're going to come and get your family. You better run away. So we all know this now. Everyone listening to this podcast knows it. How do we get those people that are so blindly following this? And some people say, "Well, we don't need them because if they're that compromised mentally, maybe we don't need them." But that's not true. people, you know, compromised or not, people deserve the truth. They deserve the right information. They deserve to know what's coming down, especially if they're just plain useful idiots. They deserve to know. And that's why we've harped on this guy Jones so much, because he's leading the people astray. He is a plant for Zionist criminality. And that's a fact. He was installed there at his job to do the very thing he's doing. And he never expected a guy like Daryl Bradford Smith to come along and upset his apple cart. Well, we're here. You know, of course, they've called me now a pedophile living in France, they said. They said, please, guys. Yeah. The French, you know, if any of that nonsense was true, the French would arrest me in a New York second. You have no idea what the French police system is like over here. I'd be in chains. But people actually put that on this Conspiracy Central. And here's the interesting thing about that. Who controls that Conspiracy Central? Look behind it. Look who's been behind this guy Michael Corbin. Okay? I've mentioned him before. Look behind many people. You'll find Deborah Simon out of New York. She's a Jewish Zionist controller. Look who she supports, who she works with, who she does. See, why is it important that we weed out these people? Because then the real information will finally reach the 100,000 or plus people out there who are interested in fighting, instead of the 10 or 15,000 that we get now. We do need the numbers out there. We do need the people listening to Michael Corbin and to John Stadtmiller. That cretin. He's a cretin, this man. And oh, boy. Carl Schwartz. Hey, Carl, how are you, moron? This guy, you know, he should go back in our archives if you have him and take a read of what some of... This guy is dyslexic. It's absolutely clear. And John Carlson is his pseudonym. And, of course, John Carlson, how did he give it away? Because I just looked at the writing of both people, and it was identical. It was interesting. But John Carlson doesn't post anymore, almost. I mean, because we outed him. We said that this guy was who he was. And he's responsible for saying this stuff about France and about me and about pedophilia and all this other stuff, you know. And, oh, warrants. I have warrants. Well, I don't. I have had warrants on driving. I didn't pay some fines, of course. I didn't pay some driving fines from the 1980s, in fact. And they turned into traffic warrants that I didn't pay. Of course, a warrant's a warrant when you don't pay your traffic fines and you get in trouble for that stuff. And of course, as a young guy, I was a little bit nonsensical myself. However, what am I doing today, ladies and gentlemen? I'm fighting the good fight here. And I'm not under their control. And they don't like it. Take a look at what we've done on this website. Take a look at the fight we fought. Take a look at the news we've put out. It speaks for itself, because once you look behind what we've done, you'll find out that most of it is easily verified, and the rest of it, with some effort, can be verified. And we don't do a whole lot of speculating. We do in some of them, and we try to point out that it's a speculation, or we word it in such a way that you would know we're speculating on certain things. However, we've turned out to be right even in our speculations, guys. We are. Why? Because we got our fingers on the pulse of this, and we know who the bad guys are, and we watch what they do. You know, it's like throwing a bomb inside the rat's nest and watching where the rats run. Well, we've done that several times, and we've found out where all the rats run to. And they're worried about us. Yeah. If they do anything to Eric and I, you know, it's just going to explode our effort by a thousandfold. We're big enough now to rebuff their violence, I think, in many ways, unless we get too big, and then it doesn't matter to them anymore, and violence is just an option for them. But this is a battle of wits and information, and we've got more information coming out. We're still trying to get great interviews. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with someone who wants to talk about Zionism with us, none other than the famous and hardworking person named Tex Mars. Yep. Now, Tex has a new article out. It's being circulated widely about Zionism. And he wants to discuss that subject with us on his on this radio show. And we're going to try to dig under the surface with Tex We've also got Lorraine Day coming on Friday, and she's going to talk about the origins of AIDS and why it's pretty clear that it was used as a depopulator of Africa for confiscation of commodities. So they basically killed off the publics in each of these countries so they could take over and steal the natural resources of the African continent. Worked pretty good so far, guys. The continent has lost tens of millions of people to this horrible, horrible wasting disease. And if you see people with AIDS, you can't imagine the suffering, the amount of millions. But that's nothing for these people. They killed 100 million in the last century. Listen to Ben Friedman, please. Yeah, listen to Untermyer talk about how proud he is to destroy the German nation and force them into war against the rest of the world, you know, through boycott and the rest of it. And then go to the 13th Tribe and listen to what, you know, Kostler has to say, Arthur Kostler. Kessler's book tells you that these people weren't even Jewish in their origins. They were Khazars. And that they have risen to prominence in the world, and it's their sect that was given birth to back in the 7th century. Yeah, it's all there on the site. The whole nine yards is there available to you to read, to learn about, and we've got supplemental information from so many others. Make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, the war is raging. We are in a pitched battle with these criminals. And we're doing it on a shoestring over here. Don't forget us. You know, we could use $1, $5, $10. Send it on PayPal. If not, send it to the P.O. Box. Because I tell you something. I put in my best effort in spite of having terrible health. Eric's still trying to run a business and keep himself afloat over there. And we don't deserve to shoulder this whole responsibility. So don't forget about us. You know, it's a couple of cups of coffee, basically. Anyway. There it is. And, oh, by the way, the reason I'm saying that is we don't have advertisers. Even though we get all these hits and stuff, we don't accept any advertisers. Not that we wouldn't if it was somebody that was helping us fight the fight, but we don't put ads up. Nope. We don't have anything for sale on the site. We're not getting any ad revenue or any other revenue for this stuff. It's just going to be us. It's going to be us against the world, guys. This is a grassroots organization. And, you know, you can show your help by supporting us, by telling others, more important than anything, telling others about us. Yeah, tell them, this guy got the Sheen thing right from the beginning. Make no mistake about it. And they've got thousands of useful idiots out there trying to trash me all over the Internet. Maybe I need to go in the chat rooms and challenge some of these people. Go out there and challenge them. Say, yeah, well, you may not like Smith, but have you really looked into his information? Ask him point blank. Have you actually listened to Benjamin Friedman? Have you actually listened to Myron Fagan? Have you actually listened to read the speech from Untermyer? Have you listened to Moscahim Blair? Have you listened to David Pitcock? Have you go down the list? Have you listened to Professor McGowan, Ray McGovern talk about oil, oil, Israel, and logistics? Have you discuss these things. Have you listened to Dennis Halliday allude to these facts with trying to be diplomatic, as he always has been? You know, have you done your due diligence, and are you willing to stand up with us, with me? I'm willing to fight with you if you're willing to fight with me. Let's go do it. Let's beat these people. Let's beat them back off of us. And then let's take our country and our world back. Let's get rid of these criminals for once and for all from this world. It's our chance to expose them. It's our chance to defeat them. Don't let the criminals that are at work in the truth movement try to dissuade you from following these facts, these truths. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast for today's show, the 26th day. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, of course. IamTheWitness.com is the website. Until the next broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow with Tex Mars, be well. Bye-bye now.